Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1146. Let the greatest sinners place their trust in my mercy. They have the right before others to trust in the abyss of my mercy. My daughter, write about my mercy towards tormented souls. Souls that make an appeal to my mercy delight me. To such souls I grant even more graces than they ask. I cannot punish even the greatest sinner if he makes an appeal to my compassion, but on the contrary, I justify him in my unfathomable and inscrutable mercy. Write, before I come as a just judge, I first open wide the door of my mercy. He who refuses to pass through the door of my mercy must pass through the door of my justice. When once I felt hurt because of a certain thing and complained to the Lord, Jesus answered, My daughter, why do you attach such importance to the teaching and the talk of people? I myself want to teach you. That is why I arrange things so that you cannot attend those conferences. In a single moment, I will bring you to know more than others will acquire through many years of toil. June 20th, 1937. We resemble God most when we forgive our neighbors. God is love, goodness, and mercy. Every soul, and especially the soul of every religious, should reflect my mercy. My heart overflows with compassion and mercy for all. The heart of my beloved must resemble mine. From her heart must spring the fountain of my mercy for souls. Otherwise, I will not acknowledge her as mine. On several occasions, I have learned how some religious defend their own glory under the pretext of being concerned for the glory of God, whereas it is not a question of the glory of God, but of glory of self. O Jesus, how painful this has been for me! What secrets the day of your judgment will bring to light! How can one steal God's gifts? Today, I experienced a good deal of sorrow because of a certain person, a lay person, that is. On the basis of one true thing, she said many things which were fictitious. And because they were taken to be true and spread around the whole house, when the news reached my ears, my heart felt a twinge of pain. How can one abuse the goodness of others like that? But I resolved not to say a word in my defense and to show even greater kindness toward that person. I became aware, however, that I was not strong enough to bear this calmly, because the matter lingered on for weeks. When I saw the storm building up and the wind beginning to blow sand straight into my eyes, I went before the Blessed Sacrament and said to the Lord, Lord Jesus, I ask you to give me the strength of your actual grace, because I feel that I will not manage to survive this struggle. Shield me with your breast. Then I heard the words, Do not fear, I am with you. When I left the altar, an extraordinary peace and power filled my soul, and the storm that was raging broke against my soul as against a rock, and the foam of the storm fell on those who had raised it. Oh, how good is the Lord, who will reward each one according to his deed. Let every soul beg for the help of actual grace, as sometimes ordinary grace is not enough. When the pain overwhelms my soul, and the horizon darkens like night, and the heart is torn with the torment of suffering, Jesus crucified, you are my strength. When the soul, dimmed with pain, exerts itself in battle without respite, and the heart is in agony and torment, Jesus crucified, you are the hope of my salvation. And so the days pass, as the soul bathes in a sea of bitterness, and the heart dissolves in tears. Jesus, crucified, you shine for me like the dawn. And when the cup of bitterness brims over, and all things conspire against her, and the soul goes down to the Garden of Olives, Jesus, crucified, in you is my defense. When the soul, conscious of its innocence, accepts these dispensations from God, the heart can then repay hurts with love. Jesus, crucified, transform my weakness into omnipotence. Jesus encourages the greatest sinners to trust in his mercy. They have the greatest right to it, since he died for sinners. He reveals how moved he is when someone begs for his mercy. Jesus teaches Faustina to not get too worked up over what others say. He will be her teacher. She wants all of us, especially the religious, to reflect on his mercy. Religious need to guard against seeking their own glory. They are consecrated to Christ. Faustina lamented over a layperson who was making up lies. She tried to ignore it, but her own strength wasn't enough. She needed the strength that comes from the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus reassured her and strengthened her. She asked for actual grace in the situation, and Jesus granted it. We should all learn from this. Then Faustina writes a beautiful poem about how Jesus is her strength in the midst of all her sufferings and her difficulties.